Hi, welcome to Cloud Cover. My name is Nathan Totten, and today I'm joined by special guest Scott Guthrie, Corporate Vice President for Windows Azure. You're, I guess, filling in for Nick, who's gone today. He's unfortunately out sick. He told me to tell you that he was just on vacation, and he injured his toe. He broke his toe while riding a kangaroo in Australia. He's Australian, of course. So, I don't know if that's what really happened, but that's what he told me to tell you as his excuse for not being here today. So we've got some really exciting announcements. SDK, Windows Azure SDK 2.0 was just released, and so a lot of great things with that that you're going to show us today and tell us a little bit about. So you want to tell us a little bit about a lot of actually really cool announcements with Windows Azure recently. IIS, Windows Azure VMs, Virtual Networks just was released, general availability, a number of other announcements. So you want to give us a little update about kind of what's happening in the world of Windows Azure?
Yeah, we've had a pretty busy last couple of months in terms of new features and capabilities that have been coming out. You know, going back even, last week, obviously, or 2 weeks ago, we had our infrastructure as a service release, which provides our new virtual machines support as well as virtual private networking. And so that's now in production, backed by an enterprise SLA and available to use. And it works with both Windows, obviously, as well as Linux. And as part of that release, we also released a bunch of new images that you can use as part of that. And so you can now directly create a SQL or a BizTalk or a SharePoint image. And one of the nice things about those images, in particular the SQL and the BizTalk one, is that they enable per hour billing for SQL and BizTalk. So if you have your own SQL or BizTalk license, you can just create a Windows VM using Azure and install your existing license in it. But if you don't already have a license and you just want to spin up SQL or BizTalk for a short period of time, you can now use these new images. And what we'll do is we'll bill you for the standard Windows rate and then a prorated per hour SQL or BizTalk rate. So it enables, again, no upfront costs. Enables you to be immediately productive and get an immediate return on investment. As part of the IIS release, we also added some new higher memory additions. So we now have both a 56 gig image as well as a 26 gig image that you can go ahead and take advantage of. So it's more ideal for database or data intensive workloads. We're seeing some great adoption of the infrastructure as a service capabilities. We're pretty excited about that. Lots of other capabilities have come out in the last sort of 2 months. Obviously, with mobile services, we added Android support in addition to the iOS and Windows support we already have. We also added HTML5 support, so you can take any standard website and take advantage of the new cores capability that browsers, modern browsers support, so that you can integrate mobile services and build HTML front ends against them as well. Cool. We launched our new HDN site Hadoop service a couple weeks ago, seeing some great adoption of that, as well as a new backup service that you can use with Windows Server. It allows you to take your on-premises Windows servers or ones running inside infrastructure as a service in Azure, or even, frankly, in Amazon, and you can now back up your servers to Azure in a secure, encrypted way. So lots of new capabilities coming out. Now, this week, what we have coming out is the new Azure SDK 2.0 release, which is a pretty nice release that brings with it a bunch of new capabilities for developers. And some really nice enhancements to both our cloud services model as well as our websites support, as well as things like storage and service bus and other features as well. Cool. So a couple high-level nice additions. We now have high memory support for our cloud services. So you can now take web and worker roles and you can use those new higher memory VMs that I've
same ones that are in
IIS. Cool. You can now use inside PaaS as well. We now support some nice enhancements inside Visual Studio itself, so that you can now import your subscription settings once at the Server Explorer level and now use it across all the services. You no longer have to, every time you want to add a storage or a service bus or a website, have to re-import all your settings. Nice convenience faction. From a development perspective, then, we've enabled a bunch of other cool features that you can take advantage of. For cloud services in particular, one of the nice features that we now have is a new publishing option, so that when you want to publish a cloud service, you can now do it in an even faster way during development. And so if you're already familiar with cloud services and the way they work today, we have a notion of what we call upgrade domains. So if you have web and worker roles and you have multiple of them, typically you put them in multiple what are called upgrade domains. And right now, by default, when you upgrade an app, we always walk those domains in sequence. So if you have, for example, two upgrade domains, we will walk each one in sequence so that we only bring the ones in one domain down, and then once they're refreshed, we go walk the next one.
And this will keep your, so basically you can upgrade in production. The load balancer will take the ones that are being upgraded offline, so your app stays live.
And so it's a great feature for production because it basically means your app's never down, and even if you have hundreds or thousands of VMs, you can manage the upgrade process in a great way. So it's great for production. What we often hear from developers, though, is it really slows down when I'm doing just sort of development. And I don't really, you know, I just want to be able to push my bits as fast as possible and see an update. And so what we've added is this ability to do what we call a simultaneous update of your app. And when you do that, instead of us walking the domains, we'll literally blast all of the VM images at the same time and update the bits. And that can take your, you know, deployment time down often by more than 50%. If you have lots of upgrade domains, you could frankly even bring it down probably 70 or 80%. And so it's a really nice kind of developer convenience feature.
Cool.
You can do that now both from the command line as well as the REST APIs, as well as directly inside Visual Studio. And so I think that's going to be a feature that a lot of cloud service developers really like.
Cool.
We're also adding into as part of this release, much better diagnostic support for cloud services, so that directly within Visual Studio, you can turn on diagnostics on your app and view all of the error information or diagnostic information directly inside the Server Explorer of VS. So again, it makes it a lot easier for you to kind of see that detailed information up front. We're also adding, as part of this release, some nice new website tooling enhancements to Visual Studio. And so you can now also turn on log streaming with websites. So again, you can see the errors in real time in your output window inside VS. We've added Server Explorer support for websites as well. So you can now see them show up directly inside Server Explorer and even configure settings all within VS against that.
Stop and start, then
you can
restart,
stop and start.
All kind of the standard.
Exactly. Cool. You can turn on logging, you can browse logs, you can do all those things. We've also added into Server Explorer support some richer storage tools. In previous release, we added the ability for you to browse and edit blobs as well as queues directly using Visual Studio with the Server Explorer. Mm-hmm. With this release, we're also adding table services. And so now you can go ahead and create tables. You can query tables. We have a nice query builder that you can use with Azure Storage Tables. You can also create entities and edit entities directly now inside VS.
Cool.
And we've also then, as part of this SDK release, released a bunch of new Service Bus API enhancements. So for example, you can now do task of T for async support with Service Bus and take full advantage of the new .NET 4.5 async language support. We now support message browse, which is really useful for debugging or logging purposes. So you can now look at a message without locking it in a queue. Mm. We support a new message pump programming model, so that instead of you having to kind of pull repeatedly the queue in a loop, you can now wire up an event so that every time a message shows up, we automatically process it. One nice thing about this is you can also enable it to be multi-threaded, as you can process multiple messages in sequence for that and do even faster processing.
Cool.
And we also now have added auto-expire support to queues, so that you can much more easily kind of manage the lifetime of them.
Cool.
And then last but not least, as part of this release, we've got a ton of new PowerShell commandlets to make it even easier for you to automate common operations. Whether it's creating Service Bus entities or creating Service Bus namespaces, a lot of new ones for storage, new ones for cloud services, websites, etc. So a lot of really cool things as part of this release.
Cool. It seems like one of the bigger releases we've had in quite a while.
Well, you know, we're trying to do hopefully big releases all the time. But
more frequent, certainly.
Certainly more frequent. And, you know, I think hopefully what you see with a lot of these releases is, you know, we're trying to be laser focused on customer feedback and, you know, what are the pain points that people have, what are the features that people want, and then how do we kind of as agilely as possible go ahead and respond to that feedback and have a good story. So this release should be a fun one to use.
Cool. Yeah, I mean, it's sort of those little things, like you mentioned, the simultaneous upgrade. I mean, I know a lot of people have asked for that, but it's one of those things that you know, saves when you're developing, maybe takes 10 minutes extra, and now we've really cut that down. So I think definitely things developers like to see.
Cool.
So cool. I think you've prepared a number of demos for us. So do we want to jump in and take a look at that?
And now our feature presentation.
Yeah, let's go ahead and I can walk through a few of these kind of examples and kind of show them in action. First one here is just a cloud service that I've got created. And you can see here I basically have a background service and a web project. So I have kind of two roles. And if you double click on them, notice that we actually specify as part of this, I got multiple instances of each role. Now by default, when I deploy this, it would go ahead and deploy the two instances. And every time I did an upgrade, it would redeploy those two instances, but it would do an upgrade domain walk. Mm-hmm. And so it would do one instance first and then the other. And so if it took, say, 6 minutes to deploy each tier, then you know if I have two instances, it would take me 12 minutes. And one of the nice things about this release, again, is I just right-click now and hit Publish and change my publishing settings. And I can do this by clicking on the Advanced Settings tab so that when I do an update, instead of doing an incremental instance walk, I can just click the Simultaneous Update option and go ahead and hit OK. And this will keep it, let me reuse it so I don't have to do that each time. But now when I go ahead and do a publish, it will go ahead and blast out those updates across both of those instances and provide kind of a much, much faster deployment time in order to iterate.
Cool. And now with this, you could use this in, this is really great for development, but you could use it in production too in conjunction with VipSwap, correct? Mm-hmm. So basically you could deploy to your staging environment in a faster, you know, parallel way,
yep.
And then swap your instances. So you could do this without taking your apps offline as well.
Yeah, so this is really useful, we think, primarily for when you're doing kind of an upgrade at development time.
Okay.
Where you don't really care as much if it's down for a few minutes. This is also useful in a case where if you have a very large deployment, and you realize, oops, we got a serious problem, mm-hmm. and you want to blast out updates as fast as possible. This is also useful in one of those critical time periods where you're willing to take a couple minutes of downtime in order to push out a fix fast.
I see.
Now, what you could also do, obviously, with a VIP swap is you could go ahead and upgrade the staging and then do a VIP swap mm-hmm. as well. So you can kind of do all three of those different options. The last one will ensure that the service is never down.
Yep.
And you know what we often find hear from people is the development time is the time they really, really care about every minute of productivity. Mm-hmm. They're okay, and they kind of frankly like the features of cloud services where you can do a incremental update at production time.
Yep.
And you know the beauty is that setting is stored externally, so you can configure it. Developers do it blast. You know our production rollout is doing incremental.
Yep.
And it's just a configuration change setting.
Cool.
So that's kind of one kind of simple demo there of a feature I think a lot of developers will like.
Yep.
A couple other cool features that we've added as part of this release. If you go to Server Explorer, you can see here we now show you a little bit more information in the Server Explorer. We have a few new nodes. So for example, you can see I now have my website show up mm-hmm. in this list. And in fact, I can go ahead and right-click and stop and start my website here. I can also actually pull up all of my settings now directly within Visual Studio, so I can turn on and off logging and things like that and save that all within my IDE, which is kind of a nice feature. One of the other things that we then do is on cloud services, I can click on any of my nodes here, and I can actually update my diagnostic settings in real time within the IDE or within the portal or from the command line. And so what you're seeing here is the ability for me inside Visual Studio to say, let me turn on, for example, logging information. And let's say I want to get everything for just a period of time. If I want to do, I can capture, you know, perfmon counters as well. And I can also do my infrastructure logs or my, you know, crash dumps or my IS logs and so forth. I can now set up everything here, hit OK. And Visual Studio will actually update my running instance or the one I'm currently developing against.
Cool.
And then one of the cool things you can do is, and you can see my instances are updating right now. because we just did that deployment. But one of the things I can do also then is directly within Visual Studio, if I did have any errors or any information. It looks like I don't have anything from the last few minutes, but I can actually drill in now and view that information directly from the Server Explorer within Visual Studio. And so this is, you know, kind of a pretty nice way. So for example, I do view all data here. This is a pretty nice way that I can see both with this view the last 15 minutes. You can see I can refresh it. And if you hit the view all data, it's actually opening up another view, which actually lets me see historical data directly from the storage tables that this log information was stored in. And so if I wanted to, I could, for example, query based on timestamp or filter based on timestamp and use that as a way that I could look at my logs in a historical way. And again, the beauty here is I can do it all inside VS in a very clean way.
You don't need a separate tool. You don't need to download it, open it in
exactly.
some parser. Yeah,
and so it makes it a lot easier for developers both to upgrade apps fast as well as diagnose and figure out what's wrong with them in a very easy way all inside the IDE. Cool. And everything you do in the IDE, you can also do from the command line. You can also do through the management portal.
Cool.
And you can see here, we just did that blast upgrade domain walk just a few minutes ago. You can see now all the instances, except for this one that's just booting up right now, are now active. And so that would typically have taken twice as long in the previous world. With a simultaneous update, we were able to do it really fast. And if I hit refresh here, that last instance will probably come back in just a minute as it finishes booting.
Cool.
So nice set of features there. I showed earlier there, as part of this sort of log explorer, simple way that I could go ahead and now browse storage tables directly inside VS. You'll notice here we actually have, as part of our storage system, the ability to drill in and look at different storage accounts here. And so I got one loaded here. And you can see there's my diagnostic information that's been stored. If I wanted to, I can actually now directly inside VS also create a new table. So I can go ahead here and I'm just going to create a new friends table in Azure Storage, again, directly inside VS. I don't have any entities in there right now, but you can see even directly within VS now, I can go ahead and create a new entity. So we'll create a partition key of one, and we'll say row key of one, and we're going to say name. Nathan, will you be my friend?
I will. I'll out.
There you go. And what you can see here is basically we've just gone ahead and created a new entity in the Azure and a new table that we just created all inside VS. And we even support a nice query builder. So if you don't know the OData syntax to query Azure storage tables, you can go ahead, launch this, and we provide a nice way that will actually build the query for you dynamically on the fly.
Are you saying you don't have the OData syntax memorized?
I don't, unfortunately. But now I don't need to because I can go ahead and use the tooling in order to enable it.
Cool.
So this is just sort of a few kind of nice enhancements that you can take advantage of. Lots of other kind of improvements throughout all the libraries, lots of new APIs and support.
Cool.
But hopefully you see with this release some really nice developer love and developer productivity that we're adding and really trying to focus on pain points that people have today and make them even more productive in the future.
Cool. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, a lot of great things, both like you said, from the actual SDK API side, like service bus, the async awaits stuff is definitely something I think a lot of people like, and then from the tooling side. I think a couple other things maybe worth pointing out. One of the things that you mentioned is you can when you do an import of your published settings, you see actually everything kind of listed in the Storage Explorer, mm-hmm. which is really nice. So you don't have to go add everything manually. So I think like I was actually just playing around with it this morning, and I kind of noticed that, and I was like, oh, that's great! Like that's mm-hmm. going to save me a lot of time as a developer. Like I don't have to go in and import every single website I have, every single storage account. It's just kind of all in there. So I think developers can really appreciate those little touches that make their life just a little bit easier.
And one of the nice things that you'll notice here is, for example, if I go ahead and create a new website, for example, inside Visual Studio, so we'll just create one here and we'll call it the Nathan site. And we're just going to create one here. deploying this website to Azure today is pretty easy, in the sense of I just go to the portal, I download the publishing settings, import it into VS, and away you go. One of the things we've done with this release has made it even easier. I can now just right-click, and notice I haven't downloaded the publishing settings, but I can go ahead in here and just say import, and it's, the experience I had before I can do, but you'll notice here we just import it directly, and now we've added support so that VS is directly talking to Azure, and it can they can enumerate all of the existing sites that are already created.
Cool.
And so I can just point to a site that I want to deploy to, and VS will then download the appropriate settings, and I'm done.
Cool.
So it makes it even easier for you to go ahead and integrate Visual Studio support. Make it even easier to find, simpler to deploy.
Cool.
And much more detailed now logs showing what's happening during deployment.
Even in real time, you can stream it. So we had before, if someone, I know Scott Hanselman wrote a blog post about it for doing the real-time log streaming from the CLI tools, but now you can actually stream real-time logging from websites from directly within Visual Studio as well. So you can see your request, your request logs as they come in, which is very cool.
And it's really nice when you're doing development and you have a null reference exception or something that it fires and your default custom errors document shows up. So you know a problem occurred, but because you're not showing the error, you don't know what it is. What a lot of people do today is they just turn off custom errors during development, but then they conveniently forget to turn it back on when they go deploy, and they leak errors. Now with the nice streaming log support, you can actually just see it directly inside VS, which is pretty slick.
Yeah, I mean, that for like setting the SQL connection string is something that, that I always forget to do. Even though it's super easy, you just have to check the box in the web deploy. You forget to do it, you deploy, you get an error the first time, and then I always exactly do the same thing. Turn off custom logging, redeploy, it takes, even though it's fast, it's still kind of a pain. Now you can just right away, bam, pull in that info, and you realize the you forgot to check that box.
Exactly.
So, cool. All right. Well, yeah, that's a super exciting release. So you have a blog post that you've published for SDK 2.0.
Yep. You can learn lots of details. Visit my blog at weblogs.asp.net/scottgu.
Cool. And we'll put a link at the bottom of the show there.
Cool.
So, cool. Anything? Do you want to give us any heads up on future releases that are coming or leaking? I know last time you were on the show,
I was to leak something.
This was a while ago with Wade and Steve, and you guys were discussing some future releases, which are obviously past releases now, and they just bleeped everything out. So I didn't know if maybe we can release something. No, just kidding.
We got some cool stuff. I mean, you probably see we're shipping. Every couple of weeks we're shipping something new. I think the next 2 months are going to be pretty exciting. We've got some really good stuff coming out.
Cool.
We've got some big conferences coming out. Yep. We've got TechEd both in the U.S. and in Europe in June. We've got the Build Conference in June. I'm also going to be speaking at the NDC Oslo event in June.
Cool.
And so, I think June's going to be both great from a conference season perspective, but also I think you'll see some pretty cool stuff from a product perspective with Azure show up around then.
Cool. Yeah, lots of. I mean, it's actually pretty crazy how fast we ship things now. I mean, it's almost hard to keep up. The website updates like fairly often. The portal's updated, weekly sometimes. So we're always just. And it seems almost every time I go in there, I find new features that I you can't even keep up with. Even though I spend most of my day using Azure, so which is fantastic.
Cool.
So awesome. Well, thank you very much for joining me on the show. And again, Nick sends his apologies for not being here. Those kangaroos.
I hope his toe feels better.
he was on vacation. So I don't know. He always injures himself. Actually, when he went on vacation last year, he broke his arm. Oh. So he always like we've talked about not letting him go on vacation anymore because he can't seem to handle it. So anyway, as always, follow us on Twitter, Cloud Cover Show. If you have any questions or feedback, we'll have a link down there. As always, follow us on Facebook. All the social stuff, and you're of course on Twitter, Scott Goo. Yep. We'll have a link there for anyone who doesn't. Your million followers, I don't think. You don't follow me yet, by the way.
Oh, I will.
You'll have to.
Okay.
I forgot. I was going to bring that up. I was gonna do that on TV. I've been waiting for you to follow me for years now.
Okay, so. I will. We will fix that. Yeah.
No, just kidding. So the prestigious honor. So anyway, but yeah, thank you very much for joining us.
My
great
pleasure.
Show. So we'll see you next time.
Thanks.